live. Welcome to the show. We're glad that you've joined us. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
And we're so glad that you've taken the time to tune into Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves by bringing up whatever is on your mind. And you can do so at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We actually do have a call on the line to start off the show, which we'll get to in a moment. But I do want to just remind you first and foremost that Free Talk Live is freetalklive.com is a place where you can submit news stories for consideration for, you know, being discussed on the show, and also get them in front of lots of different eyes of people who may be viewing the website. That's freetalklive.com. Go right to the front page and you will find that there waiting for you. So, and we love to hear what our listeners are sort of talking about, what the buzz is going around.
Right, it's a great way to get whatever story or item that you have in front of a lot of people at freetalklive.com, and it's more likely we'll talk about it on the air.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mark. Well, let's go straight to the phones. We have Jared listening on the amp lines. Jared, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Stephanie. Hey, Mark. It's nice to talk again, Mark. I talked to you a few weeks ago. Detroit was a big topic. I just finished up the podcast from yesterday. So being that I live in the suburbs of that wonderful city, I thought I would call and fill you guys in on a few things. I know Ian had a few questions about what it's like and things of that nature.
Sure. And, well, let's just stop down for a moment, Jared, and just remind our listeners, you are listening to the live Sunday show right now, but Free Talk Live is live every night of the week. So if you want to hear that discussion about Detroit, you can go to freetalklive.com and download the podcast from last night. All the archives are there for free.
Yeah, that's a great way to get past shows. You get it for free. We're live 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, every day of the week. And if you happen to call in, you can also go listen to the archive and, listen to your call. A lot of people want to do that.
And share it with your friends. So, yeah, go on, Jared.
Well, it's a very old city, like the Rust Belt in general. That's pretty cool. Some of the buildings are pretty cool, I would say. They have a nice, dark-looking, gothic type of theme to it. I don't think they planned for it, but it just turned out that way. But that being said, it pretty much is an abandoned city in a lot of it. There are enclaves of independent cities. Highland Park is one of them, if you look on a map. And
now, some of them are contained.
Not, that's actually worse.
Some of them are contained within the city. Is that right? Like, the city is within cities. City within city.
Highland Park, yes.
Okay.
Hamtramck is, but it touches the border of a different county. I can't think off the top of my head which one, but Highland Park is completely contained within the city. Basically the buildings are burnt down. It is a very bad place to live, in my view. A lot of people have pride in it. But what I do find is a lot of the people who have pride in the city and love it, they don't really seem to go there all that much. And to me, that speaks a lot louder.
So they don't want to be there.
What goes on in the city of Detroit? I mean, not everybody's left. There's, 700,000 people there still, right?
I believe it's something like that, yes. But basically, if you like sports, they got their own hockey team. The basketball team isn't in the city. They're about a good hour or so up north.
Okay. Well, speaking of sports, wasn't there, Jared, speaking of sports, wasn't there this football stadium in Detroit that sold for, like, pennies on the dollar? You know, in the 70s, they had a big taxpayer-funded project to build this football stadium, but then just a few years back, it was, it went into bankruptcy and it was sold
for $600,000.
Yeah, that's right.
I could be. I mean, I'm from the Northeast originally, so I've only lived in the state for a few years, but it is a very interesting place. In Michigan, I mean, to go into it a little bit, it's a very big state for one thing. I mean, from where I live in the southeast part of the state, I could drive to Keene in about the same amount of time it would take for me to drive to the other end of the state. So it's a very big state. So therefore, the auto industry is big in the southeast, but if you get out towards Ann Arbor, it's more medical and research and things like that. If you go north, it's logging, timber, and farming, things
so Jared,
like that. But
I have a question to ask. I mean, you heard a discussion last night on Free Talk Live about Detroit. Did you think it was accurately portrayed? Because I know one of the things being talked about was sort of the economic ruin, I guess, that was going on in Detroit, some of the devastation there, especially in relation to the big government projects.
I think it is very true for the most part. It is the only city, to my knowledge, at least in this country, where carjackings can happen at traffic lights. So I'm sure it's happened elsewhere, but I've never heard of it happening in Boston or other places like that. It's one of those few places,
maybe
thankfully.
New Haven, Connecticut. It's a bad
I wouldn't be surprised. That's a pretty rough city, too.
Yeah.
But thankfully, this state, it's not too difficult to carry a pistol with you. So at least you have that with you. That's the key things I tell people. Everyone carries a gun in the city, whether legal or not. So,
really? Interesting.
You know, take that for what it's worth. But
yeah,
it's just one of those places that I think it is lost in time, and there are places where it seems that nature has taken over. There's places where grass is growing back out of the street, and it's kind of fascinating to see. It's sad at the same time, too, but I think it's one of those cities that is just a relic of the past, and with technology and other advances, there's no need for people to really congregate in such a big city. I mean, a lot of businesses, as one of the callers said, they did move to Ontario. In fact, Ford has a test track out there. In Canada, I guess even Canada had a better business climate than we have here. So,
I think especially with the internet now, a lot of people are able to telecommute. They're able to do business from wherever they are in the world, and I think it's wonderful.
I was just going through the garment district in New York and the meatpacking district. I was just in New York, and we were walking around, and we went through this district, that district, and you know, in the garment district, there used to be people that would walk around with swatch books, and they would go here into there and sell their swatches of material and that kind of thing, and this is just gone. I mean, you don't need a commercial center in the same way. You don't need people running around because you have bits and bytes running around. And
but that just helps out people's standard of living because they don't have to be confined to a physical location. They can do their business from anywhere.
You know, but there are advantages from a sort of efficiency standpoint to having people stacked up on top of each other like shoeboxes piled up on 50 tall.
And Jared, thank you so much for the call tonight. I appreciate your insights as someone who lives in Detroit. You know, Mark, I was just in New York City. I went to a friend's college graduation. And, you know, I was struck by the question when I went there of what would this city look like in essentially a free society? You know, how much of the way that a city like New York City is laid out is due to influences of government? You know, whether it be funding certain projects to be built,
or a great deal of that.
Regulating the businesses in certain ways so they have to be zoned in a district or whatever.
One thing that always comes to mind for me in New York City is just how old everything is. I mean, you have people that wash themselves in bathtubs that look to me like kitchen sinks. And one of the reasons that nothing gets redone there is because everything is, you know, legislated to be unionized. Now, I've got no problem with people unionizing if that's what they want to do, but I have a problem with me not being able to do a construction project without hiring a union because that's a protection racket.
It makes it hard to get anything done.
And it's very difficult. The code is I have
now
a friend.
Now you can't even get a soda.
I have a friend who's an architect there, and he says, look, you can read this code and actually read the stuff to say two opposite things. It'll say one thing in one area and other things in it. I mean, nobody can read this stuff.
Yeah.
So it really comes down to payoffs and influence.
Yes, I think that's that's a well-accepted fact. Let's go to Mike. He's listening in California on XM. Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, how are you guys tonight?
Wonderful.
Good. Hey, my wife and I are almost daily listeners of the show, and we only get it on satellite radio. And I just wanted to say thank you for pushing XM to finally pick up the third hour of the show every day. Even though we hear it on delay, it's great to be able to hear the entire show now. And I just want
awesome.
To say thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. That's such a nice compliment. Did you have any issues that you wanted to bring up?
No, we're just neither of us are supporters of either party, and we just are disgusted by the way things are run by corporations and special interest groups. It's nice to have an outlet for people that are not fans of either of those.
I think there are lots of people who feel that way. And, Mike, thanks so much for listening, and thanks for the call. Let's go to Frank in New York. We had a lot of calls starting off the show tonight,
good.
Mark. Frank in New York, what's on your mind? Oh, hold on,
evening.
Frank.
Oh.
Sorry. We'll come back to you, Frank.
Okay.
Hold the line, if you would, please. Free Talk Live, there's more coming up. 855-450-FREE is our number. 855-450-3733. Stay tuned. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Mark.
And we're so glad that you've joined us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'd love to hear from you tonight about anything that's on your mind. Also want to remind you that you can go to listen.freetalklive.com. You know, we just had a call from somebody who said that that he and his wife listened to Free Talk Live on the satellite radio, but there are lots of different ways to listen to the show. Even if you don't get it every day, we do a live show every every night of the week, seven nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. So if you go to listen.freetalklive.com, you'll find all the different ways that you can get Free Talk Live in your ears.
Actually, one of the ways is to use C. Crane's Wi-Fi radio. They've got the CC Wi-Fi internet radio, and you can listen to 18,000 radio stations from around the world, but two of those being freetalklive.com and LRN.FM. The Liberty Radio Network is what actually it's on there. And you can listen to Pandora, Oppio, Live 365, MP3 Tunes, and you know all these will come in with your C. Crane.
Very powerful. It's a radio for the 21st century.
Yeah, I mean, it gets everything. If you've got the internet connection, fast enough internet connection, it'll be fine for you. It works great in any room of the house, and you can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. And if you're not familiar with the C. Crane Company, all their products are made to the very highest standards. I've never gotten anything from C. Crane that I haven't been very thrilled with. It's ccrane.com, ccrane.com. That's ccrane.com. And when you check out after buying one of the internet with Wi-Fi internet radios, be sure to mention Free Talk Live. There's a little place to pull down and put radio, and then you can mention Free Talk Live. And when you do, you get a free flashlight if you mention Free Talk Live. It's ccrane.com.
Then you can find your radio in the dark.
That's right.
Let's go back to the phones, Mark. Frank in New York is with us. Frank?
Good evening, Stephanie.
Yes.
Good evening, Mark.
Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to say that regarding the New York construction situation, 30 years ago, the union regulations, everything had to be union. Now less than 5% of residential and commercial construction is union. In fact, the unions can't even afford to have their big inflatable rat protesting the non-union construction crews. And as a result, New York tends to exploit a lot of the undocumented labor coming in from other countries in the construction field. And as a result, there are many more accidents, such as cranes falling, killing people, problems when walls of cinder blocks, multi-story condo things fall.
Frank, are you saying that's because they don't have the same training, the undocumented immigrants?
No, I'm just saying, what I'm trying to say is this, the unions have lost most of their power in construction. The big buildings like the New World Trade Center is built by all union crews, but 95% of residential and commercial properties in the five boroughs now are not done by union crews. They're done by independent crews.
What's your
but
explanation?
That's not what I wanted to talk about.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What's your explanation for why most apartments in New York are dumps then? I mean, why aren't the construction jobs getting done?
Well, actually, there are. This is the biggest building boom the last 10 years the city has had in something like 50 or 60 years. So if you look at all of the construction that's been going on in the five boroughs, it's profound. And
it seems like there's always high demand for housing in a place like New York City, right?
Well, it's very expensive. So in a sense, it's kind of...
That's my point, Frank. If they could get away with renting out a building that looks like crap for a high price, why would they bother fixing it?
But you also have an aesthetic. If you go down to Tribeca and look at the building on North Moore that JFK Jr. and his lovely wife lived in, you'd be outside, you'd think it's like a rundown, industrial Rust Belt area from the worst of Detroit, but inside each of the condominiums is worth $5 or $6 million, and it's secure and it has that sort of rough exterior that makes the yuppies and the Euro trash very happy, and they feel like they're being avant-garde. But when you go inside, it's luxury, luxury, luxury beyond what most of us could ever imagine. So
That part I get.
That's not what I wanted to talk about, guys.
I'm not going to dump you off, Frank, but I want to talk about this issue. When I've gone to certainly more than a dozen apartments around New York, and I've been on the inside, and people are paying $2,000 a month to live in what I would consider squalid conditions anyplace else in the country.
But correct. They're normal. Actually paying more.
but it's normal for them. And, no one judges anyone based on the condition of the sort of furnishings in the apartment, because all the furnishings in all the apartment look like something out of, a 30-year-old trailer.
Not really. I mean, it depends. It depends where you go.
Apparently, I don't travel in the circles you do. I mean, that much I'll give you.
Go to one of the Illuminati.
Where I'm living now is really disastrous, but that's how life is. People are up here to do something, usually to work or to
yes, they are.
Do something. But, you know, the days of the $1 million stockbroker are long over now. So, you know, those there's going to be an adjustment. And as our dollar collapses over the next year, you're going to see that in a profound way. But what I wanted to say, guys, is I'm calling because I had said several weeks ago that, you know, that Jeb Bush would be the Republican nominee after the convention, that no one is going to win the first thing. It's already happened with the Ron Paul this week. When Rand is giving his support to Mitt Romney, you're going to see Mitt Romney pull out of the race later because some of his financial dirty dealings are going to come to light, and it's going to be quite scandalous. So what will happen is even with all the delegates and the confusion on the first ballot, Romney won't get it. Ron Paul certainly won't get it. And Ron sort of knows that now with, you know, with Ron saying that the delegates have to behave themselves and all this nonsense. So in a sense, you're going to see maybe Rand, as I predicted, Jeb Bush's vice president, or, you know, that's it. Mitt is not going to take the VP slot. And he's going to have a rude awakening at the convention.
I'm confused.
And
so Frank
that's going to
that
be my prediction. I said it, so, and, you know, that's actually what, in
Mark
fact,
has
Jeb
a question,
Bush has
Frank.
Already met with the vice premier in China.
So you're thinking Jeb Bush for certain as president?
Oh, I don't like Jeb Bush. But
no,
this is what's going to happen.
No, I'm not asking if you like it.
Decided,
betting.
You know, and the voters have nothing to say about it. It's already been decided, and the votes will be counted by George Soros' company in Spain that's going to do
Frank, 37 let me ask you a question.
Tabulations.
Do you personally, are you a voter? Do you vote?
I do vote.
Why, if it's already decided?
Because it's a moral duty. And the last person I voted for was a
Never
black candidate from the Green Party, and that was the wonderful congresswoman from Georgia.
Cynthia McKinnon, yeah, right.
Cynthia McKinnon that did everything right. She voted against the Patriot Act. She voted against Homeland Security. She did everything right. She is a stateswoman. She went to Gaza with the medical flotilla with Nobel laureates, was arrested in 2009, and Obama did nothing to get her out. She stayed a week in the Israeli prison where the Palestinian terrorists are had, and
all right,
it's tragic.
You heard it here first, folks. Frank Stradamus prediction.
That's a prediction, and you know it's sort of funny.
Frank.
We're going to see tremendous changes next year, and I think when Jeb is in, China's going to demand a percentage of their debt to be paid in gold, and you're going to see the gold confiscated like FDR did in 1934.
All right, Frank, we'll hold you to it. Thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for your predictions. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more coming up. Stay tuned. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Glad you've joined us this evening. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And you can call Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. We love to hear from our listeners about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Also would like to let you know about news.freetalklive.com, where you can get all of the updates about the show. It's the best way to stay current with everything that happens with Free Talk Live. And, you know, there may be some exciting happenings going on coming up in the next few weeks, but you'll have to be signed up for the email updates or follow Free Talk Live on Facebook and Twitter if you want to find out about those.
And if you run a website or a blog, maybe you're looking to, you know, provide a little more, you know, connectivity, excitement for your readers. You can do that without compromising their privacy with plainboards.com. They offer free to use anonymous message boards that to anyone who wants one. All you have to do is go over there, name the board, and it's there. I mean, it's that easy. Then you can get a link, you can put it on your website, and there you go. There's a message form for your, I mean, that's how fast it is. And there's no installation necessary, no identification or logging in required. You can start your board in just seconds. Protect your user's privacy with plainboards.com. It's encrypted and secure. You've actually got all kinds of features, voting on posts, watch lists, useful personal history, things like that. Plainboards.com.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Let's go right back to the phones. Let's talk with Ryan, listening in Ohio. Ryan, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, guys. I just want to say I love the show, first
thanks.
Off.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. I've learned quite a bit. I'm in kind of an unfortunate scenario here because none of the radio stations that I can pick up air Free Talk Live, so I have to listen via podcast. I'm always, you know, an episode or two behind.
Mm-hmm. But you could listen live on the live streams if you have an internet connection. Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to do.
Listen.freetalklive.com has details about that.
Yeah, right. I mean, usually I'm just in my car listening, so.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
I don't know if it depends on your radio setup, but one of the things that I do when I want to listen to Free Talk Live or LRN.FM is I can hook my phone into my radio with one of
aux
these.
Aux cable. Yep.
Is that what it's called?
Auxiliary cable.
It's a 1/8 to 1/8 mm-hmm. plug. One goes in the phone from the head in the headphone jack, and the other one goes into the radio, and then mm-hmm. you can play the things through the phone into the radio. And Ian and I listened on the way back there, and I do that.
Nice.
So it's possible.
That's usually how I do it, but I'm okay. doing it with the podcast. That way I can hear the whole thing and I can stop, you know. But anyway, a couple episodes ago, you guys were talking about the bath salts.
Yes.
And this whole fiasco with that in Florida. And there's a caller that you guys have mentioned more than a few times that called several months ago. And he's actually one of my good friends. He used to run a website where you could actually purchase these research chemicals that mm-hmm.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's actually from the same town that I'm calling from right now. And he's one of my good friends.
Okay. So you have experience with these things?
I do. Fairly limited, but, you know, I know enough to get past the bull crap, you know.
And, so you haven't been eating anybody's face?
No. Maybe sometime down the road if I'm feeling hungry or something, I don't know.
Everything except the beard, right? Wasn't that the guy who ate the original cannibalism?
Right.
He left the mustache and beard, but he ate everything else. Very gruesome.
Well, thank God, you know, at least they didn't get rid of, you know. Just the pride of the beard. But anyway,
wow.
So this guy that I'm talking about that has been mentioned on your show before, I want to say about a month and a half ago, he was taken down by the federal government. He ordered I think it was methylone.
Okay.
I could be wrong. It was either like methylone or BK-MDMA, one of these research chemicals that everybody's labeling as bath salts.
Yeah.
He got it shipped over from China.
Okay.
And, of course, the federal government had a big problem with this, and they raided his house. They said that there was about 15 police officers in full SWAT gear.
Oh.
And I wish that you guys could just see that.
He was in a risky business. You know, he was in a risky profession, sure, to sell these things. And were
absolutely.
They even officially, because I know some of the thing about bath salts, so-called, so... For our listeners who aren't familiar, bath salts...
Aren't for baths.
No, they are actually a type of recreational drug, I guess. I don't know. I don't have any experience with them myself. But from what I hear, it is a term that's used to refer to many different chemicals. And so each one of those is a different drug. It has different effects and stuff like that. But some of them, you know, some of the reason that there are so many chemicals lumped in under one heading of bath salts is that... The government can't really keep up with banning them all at the same time, and it's like as soon as they ban one, then another one will just come out, and they're all sort of similar.
That's exactly right. That's mm-hmm. exactly right, and that's what my buddy was, you know, kind of like that.
He was staying ahead of the curve.
Exactly that. Once one of these substances got illegal, you know, they would just make an analog of it, and then, you know, that one, then the government would have to try to make that one legal, and it's like you said, it's just, you know, they just keep replacing the ones that get illegal.
Sure. And by the way, I want to make a quick point here. How does it help somebody? You know, you may agree or disagree with somebody choosing to ingest bath salts or any other substance, but how does it help that person to put them in jail? Because
it doesn't.
No, I agree. I don't think it helps them either. I mean, maybe they need some help. Maybe they don't, you know, but it doesn't help them to put them in jail.
Right, and I mean, I think that at the root of it, it comes down to being able to do what you want with your own body. You know
sure.
what I mean? Like, I don't think that anybody should be able to tell you what you can't do with yourself.
Sure, but they try. So what happened with your friend's case?
All right, well, what happened was, so, you know, we got this stuff shipped over from China. The government had a big problem with it, and they raided his house, and they took it from him.
Okay.
But it was just so funny to me listening to you guys talking about what the CBS News report said that, the doctor was talking about something along the lines of these bath salts inducing cocaine psychosis. And in the same statement that, you know, he said that these bath salts are a replacement for LSD, which is ridiculous. LSD and cocaine are nothing alike, you know.
No, they're not. But, Ryan, I should just mention that any drug can cause psychosis. I mean, people have different reactions to drugs, and some people are... allergic or just react badly. So actually any drug could potentially cause psychosis. I think
Definitely.
Probably the news reports, I wouldn't doubt, might be overblown, but could it have been, you know, that this person who did the cannibalistic acts was reacting badly to a drug that they had taken or having a psychotic episode because of that? Sure, it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, I won't rule that out at all. In fact, that probably was what happened. But
something was seriously going on with that person.
If somebody has an episode sometimes while drinking alcohol, they send them to prison. If somebody has an episode while taking some new drug, it's they scare the pants off of everybody in all over America.
Right, and every day, probably, I guarantee you right now, there is someone who is drunk and is doing harmful things to themselves and others, you know.
Probably
it's a tragedy.
People like that.
Yes.
But, I mean, I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, I've been firsthand witness to a absolutely horrible episode of psychosis that was induced by LSD. So I know from, you know, experience. I've done, you know, these drugs, you know, several times. So, you know, I know I can totally see how it would happen. And I, like I said, I have seen it happen.
Okay.
So,
Ryan, we do have a couple other calls on the line. Can you wrap up with a summary of what happened?
Sure, totally. I'm sorry. I'm rambling. But,
no,
anyway,
I keep interrupting
you. The police ended up putting in the newspapers that this guy had actually ordered crystal meth and got crystal meth shipped to him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so, you know, of course,
hey, meth alone sounds like crystal meth. Why don't we change it to that?
Exactly. Since the word meth is in the word meth alone, it must be crystal meth.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, that hit the newspapers and it went around the Facebook and everything. And, of course, you know, everybody was just coming down on this kid. But it's just so funny to me to hear, you know, what this guy from the CBS News was talking about with, you know, just making stuff up, it sounds like, or just not being informed and getting the wrong information out there and just being really dishonest. And I hate it.
Yeah, well, thanks for putting the word out there, Ryan, and I really hope your friend's case comes out okay. I don't know if it's still pending or is it resolved now?
It's still getting itself worked out, but it's just so unfortunate. He's such a good kid, you know, and it just happened.
Yeah.
Just dumb.
Just giving people products that they want. It's risky, but, you know, I don't think he hurt anyone. And, Ryan, thanks for the call. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. 855-450-3733 is the number for Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday night edition, of course, and you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. Free Talk Live, stay tuned, and there's more with your calls coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And we'd love to hear from you this evening about anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the number you can call to bring up anything that's on your mind. And we've had wall-to-wall calls this evening, Mark. It's been great. Definitely. Love to hear from the listeners. I also want to remind you that Free Talk Live is live every single night of the week, like we mentioned before. And we also give away all of our archives for free. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com and you can get every single archive that is out there of Free Talk Live going back to late 2006.
And boy, are they out there.
They are. And, you know, it's thousands of hours of content. So if you have some time to fill, if you want to hear more of Free Talk Live, even when we're not on the air, like we are now, Mark, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time every night of the week, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, if we got them.
We got them. We got a lot of them tonight. Bill is listening in Jackson, Mississippi. Bill, are you with us?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
One quick point.
Sure.
Hi. Yes. Am I coming through?
Yes.
Yeah, good. I have just one quick point on the construction cost in New York City. I'm an engineer, and we've always heard that there was a problem that went on for years among construction companies, and what it amounted to is there was actually about a 2% mafia tax, if you want to put it, you know, blunt.
Ooh, wow.
For
okay.
The pouring of concrete, and among the five mob families, and it was generally understood among construction companies that you better have that 2% paid or there would be an accident. And if the word got out among those unions that was not paid, no one would show up on the job.
Wow. That's very interesting.
And I don't know whether they cleaned it up or not, but I mean, it was just a way of doing business.
If it's cartelized, you know, these things are going to happen, you know, and I mean, nobody wants an accident.
Yeah.
Bill, exactly.
Did you have anything else on your mind, Bill?
No, that was just my point on the extra insurance that was needed in the Big Apple.
Yeah, okay, thanks for sharing that story tonight, and thanks for your call. Wow.
You know, maybe what my experience is going into these places is that Most of the people I was visiting in New York were people who are my age in their late 20s, early 30s at the time. I'm not any, I'm 40 now, but I'm maybe they just don't have to clean these apartments up. Maybe the landlords just, there's not enough competition. They could just leave these things looking horrifying.
And we can't forget, too, I almost hate to bring this up. It's just that it's an example I'm kind of familiar with. But rent control, okay? I hear a lot of libertarians bring this up sometimes, and a lot of times they'll sound a little uncompassionate because they're saying, oh, you know, landlords should be able to charge whatever they want for the slummiest apartments, whatever the market can stand. But, you know, rent control actually, which is when the government declares the price of certain apartments or whatever.
I think that it means that basically that it, whatever the rent you got it at is the rent you can keep it at in New York is what, effectively what rent control is, that it has to stay, you know, that you can't raise it or something? I don't know.
I wonder, maybe someone from New York who has more experience with this can call, and maybe you've been a landlord and you want to share your experiences at 855-450-FREE.
But the government essentially dictates rents at a lower level than the marketplace would allow.
Exactly.
Driving up the rents of new rentals, because some people are paying those new higher rents, so it's driving those rates up in order to be, handle the overhead and those kind of things, the profit that needs to be built in these situations.
And often the landlords won't, they don't need to get around to fixing that apartment if something breaks because it's a rent-controlled one. And
then driving down sort of the standard by which apartments are kept in the process.
Yes.
Because if, there are 20% of the apartments in New York are rent-controlled, and those 20% are kept at, the landlords are just keeping them at a subsistence level to get by being called a slumlord. Then those 20% to some extent are going to set the standard for the 20% of the above them and that kind of thing. So,
sure.
It's quite possible.
All right, Mark, let's go back to the phones again. Adam is with us. Adam, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi. Hi, Stephanie, Mark.
Hi. Tell us what's on your mind.
I just want to clear some things I heard yesterday's episode about you tried nothing what Ian or Mark said, but rather what a couple of callers were saying, specifically one. He started out his call saying, hey, Ian, how long do you think you'd last if we dropped you off in Detroit? And I'm not exactly sure what Ian said, but it was basically like, well, why do you ask? And he's like, well, if you go there, they'll kill you. And that's pretty much false. And
Yikes. I mean, how many murders are going on? I mean, maybe it's a higher rate than the rest of the country, but would any newcomer who sets foot in there be killed? That might be a little hyperbolic.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I live about 4 hours from Detroit, and
That's kind of a freaky thing to say to Ian, too. I mean, I might be a little weirded out if a caller said that to me.
Well, he was basically, he was referencing something I actually watched on Netflix, so something about drug cartels or something. I live in a rural area, but I go to Detroit about 2 times per year, and I mean, obviously, I've never been murdered, and I am going there at the.
You're unimpressed with the claim that one would be murdered if one was dropped off, naked in Detroit.
He was saying naked. I was.
No, I don't know. I mean, I actually added that for fun. But
now everybody has a mental.
Clearly,
picture.
Somebody's walking through Detroit. There's some places you'd rather walk than others. Would Detroit be on the top 10 list of places you'd prefer not to walk at night?
At night, I'm not sure about that. Not to say I haven't been there at night, but, and then another caller was saying something about he was driving through downtown, and this might just be getting too specific, but downtown is actually not the most dangerous area in Detroit. The downtown area is pretty nice. I mean, obviously, it's country, but the worst parts in the city are actually like on the maybe like the 4 mile circumference rather than downtown.
I see.
And
all right,
it's actually pretty nice down there. And you had asked about the stadium.
Oh, yes, please.
The stadium you're talking about, it's not actually in Detroit. It's about 45 minutes north in Pontiac.
I see.
Yeah, it was in Pontiac. Yeah, that's right.
It was the home of the Detroit Lions, so that's where. That's about it. I'll see you guys at Porkfest in a couple weeks.
Wonderful. Thank you, Adam, for the call. Appreciate your thoughts. And yeah, he's talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is happening next week.
We're going to be broadcasting from there.
We will. We'll have a little pre-Porkfest, you and I, Mark.
Indeed.
On the 17th up at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. I think, Mark, we have another caller who wants to bring up a similar topic. James, in Florida, are you with us?
Yeah, hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, wonderful, James. What's on your mind?
I'm really excited to see Porkfest, and I have two pieces of advice for attendees. Number one is, at the first of Porkfest, while you still have some money, donate to Free Aid, because
you never know
if you need some medical care, and I'm not confident to do it, but I know the people at Free Aid, including you, are, and so I'm just thrilled to have you all coming. And
thank you so much. That's FR33Aid, by the way. That's,
describe what it is.
It is a volunteer first aid organization, so we give people, you know, sunscreen and Band-Aids at Porkfest and stuff like
that. And are there, you train medical personnel in case something else happens?
Well, I wouldn't say we train them, but, you know, if somebody has a serious...
You are trained.
Oh, I see. Yes, EMTs, paramedics, doctors, all kinds of people who have skills in that arena. And, of course, if something really serious goes down, we know the local hospitals to refer people to. But it's always good to have somebody close by who has at least, you know, mom skills for first aid, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
1,000 people in a campground and somebody's going to get bug bites and cuts and stuff like that. So,
thing is, for any attendees, they must, if they're going to be on Friday, be there on Friday, they must get the ticket for the one-pot cook-off, which is probably the best meal deal because it's more than a meal. On Friday, there's only a few tickets left.
Right.
Go get one now. It's $8, for heaven's sakes. It's the best deal there. And so just if you're going to register for it, you know, you've got to get that.
I haven't even promoted this simply because it always sells out. If you say there's a couple of tickets left, then this is the warning for people that are, you know, well-informed. You know, go ahead and get that ticket because it is the best meal you're going to get.
I think you can enter it too, right?
You're going to be sorry, and I'm going to be laughing at you if you don't have it.
And I'm going to be a judge, and like last year, I will take bribes. But anyway, the other thing, I'm going to be involved in the cleanup effort. This year, we plan to make Rogers cleaner than it was, and so I've brought some bamboo sticks. I need some nails, by the way, for the ends of those sticks, so if anyone can bring a few.
What kind?
Two inch long, skinny, sharp nails.
All right.
That to pick up trash? Would that be to pick up trash?
Yes, we're going to pick up trash from the beginning, and so we're going to try to make it so clean that nobody really wants to throw down their trash in the first place, and we're going to be very proactive, we hope. And,
James, I love it. I really appreciate your efforts on that. Real quick, anything else on your mind? Any final thoughts?
Just rent control ignores inflation, but have a great show, and I love your voice.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Thank you so much, James. Thanks for your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453 is the number, 855-450-3733. More coming up. Stay tuned on Free Talk Live.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
According to Mind Prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquabella the aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquavelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquavelva. Men get it.
Aquavelva.